This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The holidays may be just around the corner, and before you spend a good part of each weekend shopping and prepping for visits from relatives and friends, it's a good time to reconnect with your significant other. In other words, you might want to plan a date night while you still can. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, joins us with some great ideas for couples. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Whether you're ready or not, the holidays are on the way, and it's cuffing season.
You brought handcuffs?
Well, no. In pop culture, cuffing season is the desire for people to romantically connect during the long and cold winter months. They get me high like you do. Listen to my heart go right. So this week, we have some options that are great for couples.
Sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
The Woodmere Art Museum is hosting Friday Night Jazz for the next few weeks. This Friday at 6 p.m., it's the Bing and Satchmo tribute, which recreates the musical collaboration between Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong.
Mr. Satch and Mr. Crosby, we gone fishing.
And there are more themed performances every Friday night through December.
That's a lot of great weekends for couples to step out and have fun.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, our region has such a great jazz music history. Billie Holiday was born here. Ethel Waters was born in Chester, Pennsylvania. And McCoy Tyner is a native Philadelphian. The Philly Art Collective on 3rd Street is celebrating that history with the All That Jazz Art Festival on Saturday. That starts at 4 p.m. Now, admission is free for the first 1,000 people, but after that, there's a suggested donation.
That could be a fun date night. Jazz and romance, a very hard combination to beat.
Well, how about ballet? I think dance is pretty romantic. And in Delaware, the First State Ballet Theater presents Up Front on Market on Friday and Saturday night. It's in the Baby Grand Theater in Wilmington's Grand Opera House. And after each show, there's a reception where you can actually meet the dancers.
I love when folks do that and you get to meet the folks who've been on stage. It's brilliant. And that would also make for a very nice date night.
I think you're right about that. Now, Jennifer, are you into the 1975?
Well, if you're talking about the musical group, we're big fans at my house.
Well, they are coming to town to the Camden's BB&T Pavilion on Saturday and Sunday night. Their next release, A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships, is due next year, so they may debut some new music. Forecasts are projecting really cold temps, so make sure you dress accordingly. The show does start at 7:30, so it's going to be chilly out there, but what's more fun than staying warm together?
All right, Tanya, who let the dogs out?
Well, they are going to be out and about in Oaks, Pennsylvania this weekend as the Philadelphia Kennel Club hosts the National Dog Show. Now, that's the big one. It's on Saturday and Sunday at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center. Saturday's show is going to be taped to air on Thanksgiving Day, and that comes on right after the Thanksgiving parade. So if you want to be part of the audience for that, then Saturday's your day. On Sunday, it's a little bit more casual. There will be over 200 breeds competing for the big prizes, like Best in Show. You know people spend a lot of time and money trading their dogs to get that coveted prize.
Well, so if you can't carve out some time alone with your cuffing partner and you want something to do with the kids in your life, I think this dog show comes in handy. Tanya, where can we find out more?
WHYY.org/things to do, where we will have all the details on those events, a big reopening celebration at the Penn Museum, an outdoor fun that's family-friendly at Lynn Villa Orchards and the Elmwood Zoo are happening this weekend.
Whatever you do, Tanya, enjoy your weekend.
Jennifer, you too.
Oh,